With your Southside High School football scoreboard show, I'm Ryan Stone. The GW Eagles won their third in a row as they ran past Halifax 69-14. The Eagles rushed for 520 yards as a team, and the Eagles' ground game got going early.
They will hand to Bridges again off that left side. Burst through the secondary, and he is gone! 25-20, 15-10, 5, touchdown! Didn't take Eli Bridges and the Eagles long, 25 seconds to be exact, and it's a 52-yard rushing touchdown for Eli Bridges as they draw first blood 6-0 here at Halifax.
GW head coach Nick Anderson heaped praise on his offensive line after the win.
Can't be more proud, dude. I mean, 520 yards on the ground. I mean, that is just total domination up front. Our offensive line and our tight ends did a great job tonight of creating some big holes for our running backs. And hey, our running backs stuck it in there. They ran hard and didn't, you know, protect the football. They did a great job themselves, but that's all for the O-line. O-line did a great job tonight. I'm proud of them.
The Eagles are now 4-4 on the season and will host Mecklenburg next Friday. The Comets are now 3-5 and will take on Magna Vista. The Chatham Cavaliers beat Dan River for the first time in 16 years, 42-18. Head coach Bruce Devlin said this one was special for his team.
I think it meant the world to him because, you know, 15 years they hadn't beat them, and my first year and hearing about it, I think it's a big relief, and my team responded and played very well. We learned from our mistakes and moved on, and the physicality was just tremendous tonight.
The win improved Chatham's record to 6-2 on the season and 2-1 in district play. Dan River is now 3-5, and they'll host William Campbell next week. Speaking of Gretna, the Hawks took care of business against Nelson County 55-7. Gretna head coach Sean Miller said his team was able to overcome a rocky start.
We did get off to a slow start. We had the ball first on offense, and we kind of stalled out on fourth down, and you know, pretty much Nelson County just, you know, ran the ball right down our teeth, man. And then we made the adjustments, and from there we played solid football all night. But a little disappointed the way we started, but sometimes not always how you start is how you finish.
Gretna is now 6-2 and 3-0 in district play. The wins for Chatham and Gretna set up a monster showdown next week that could determine the Dogwood District champion. And the Tunstall Trojans fell on the road at Mecklenburg County 22-8. With your Southside High School football scoreboard show, I'm Ryan Stone.